Why You Should Quit College by Aaron Batty on Thursday, June 14th, 2018. Whenever I am going through a hard time or thinking through difficult decisions in my life, I like to spill my thoughts on paper. Today, while going through some old computer files and simultaneously looking at pictures of friends who are currently marching up the graduation stage, my mind was pierced. Something I wrote down amidst my bachelor's program reminded me of something I think every Christian college student needs to be reminded of daily. Sometimes the right choice is to quit college. Let me explain myself before the parents in this virtual room start suffering stroke and heart palpitations. At the time I wrote in my journal on the evening of March 28, 2015, I was actively a nurse, working 40 hours a week from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., while at the same time maintaining 15 credit hours to qualify for scholarship, a scholarship which required a faithful amount of time dedicated to leadership activities on campus. At least once a week, I was up for 24 to 36 hours at a time, either working or going to class. I remember multiple occasions where I slept in my car on the side of the road for 3 to 4 hours because I had fallen asleep while stopped at a traffic light. There is one thing I haven't even mentioned, though. Amidst all this hustle and bustle, I was trying to be a Christian. I tried to maintain this lifestyle, but there was one thing I could not maintain. Quote, because of school and work, I have been forced to put education over God and His church. No, I never missed a Sunday morning worship service. But there were times when I was working last year that I would work, eat, study, and sleep without ever picking up my Bible that week. It wasn't that I didn't want to necessarily, but I either literally did not have time, or when I did get a short break, I was exhausted and only wanted to relax or sleep. End quote. March 28th, 2018. I was starving myself of the bread of life, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, and in the process it led to sin. My conscience burned me up every day as I consistently succumbed to various lusts. On the outside I looked fine, but I knew that if I died at the next traffic light, God would say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Matthew chapter 7, verse 23. My life was Amazing Grace, except now the lyrics were, "Once I could see, but now I am blind." Yes, a Christian can so sin as to become eternally lost. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12 through 19, chapter 6, verse 4 through 6, chapter 10, verse 26 through 31, Acts chapter 8, verse 13 through 23, Jude 5. And I was that Christian. Where did I go wrong? I was doing exactly what parents and friends recommended. I was getting an education at all costs. The problem was, and is, the cost. If Solomon were to have a son who went to college, he would tell him, "I became great and excelled more than all who were before me in Jerusalem. Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had done, and indeed all was vanity and grasping for the wind." Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 9 through 11. Finishing college would never make me a millionaire, but it would define me as successful and dignified according to the American standard. But God is not American. Christians today let the cultural standard of success measure them, and I had unwittingly fallen into this bear trap. What is the answer? The answer is not a piece of paper with calligraphy on it that may or may not be useful one day. The whole book of Ecclesiastes makes it clear that college is vanity. If you lose your soul in the process, the answer is radical measures. Jesus said in one place, "What profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" And another place he follows up with, "If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is better for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Matthew chapter 5, verse 29. Here Jesus uses hyperbole, and his point was this: sometimes you have to take radical measures in this life to avoid hell. That may mean you need to quit college. If you are where I was, quit. Your vain college degree is not worth going to hell. Even if everyone around you doesn't understand and says you're crazy, quit. A college degree does have its benefits, but if you starve yourself of God's word, prayer, and Christian fellowship in the process, you will end up making college a god. This article will be unpopular, no doubt. I didn't share this to be popular. Some people stopped reading halfway through, but you didn't. You didn't stop reading because you were either in the same boat that I was, or you are a parent that has given their child the wrong measuring rod. There is still hope. You don't have to have the next degree which is calling your name. And while the answer is not always quit college, sometimes this is the only sure way to save your soul. My 24/7 college routine was in no way atypical for a college student. Thank God Almighty that I made it out alive, and thank Him that you can make it out alive too. Don't be afraid to take the radical step. Don't sell your soul to the devil.